is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Church of the Open Door. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is Jamie Johnson with Lead Me Home, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
Lying there, no, I am standing. Jordan, take my hand, Lord, lead me home.
In any case, I thought the kids going to that church of the open door must be, well, they must be semi-rich because they had access to some old used clothes. Now, the church of the open door, I want to tell you what the Bible says. This is what I want to lead to today. The Bible has at least two passages, probably more, talking about doors. Well, actually, there's a lot more I could find, but these were just so significant and so important. I want to read it to you what the Bible says about the doors. You know, there's an old painting, you may have seen it, Jesus standing in front of a door and he's knocking. Have you ever seen that old painting? Oh, they made many prints of it throughout the years. And in Revelation 3, verse 20 is this verse. And Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." I just like that old painting, that old print. Jesus standing at the door and knocking. He says here, "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Now, this is one of the greatest statements in all the Bible. I'm going to read it again to you. I'm sorry if I bore you. I don't mean to overdo it, but it needs to be read again. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." Oh boy, this is great. "I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." If you've never accepted Jesus, think about this. He's saying to you right now, "Behold, listen up. This is something important." When God says, behold, I stand at the door. You see, God doesn't knock down the door and take you. He doesn't beat it down. He doesn't come with a gun. He knocks. He wants to come in. And if you'll let him in, he'll have supper with you. And I promise you, he'll bring all the food. He'll bring everything. All you have to do is open that door. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, he's saying, won't you open up? Open the door, please. Again, like I said, he won't knock it down. He won't break in. He's not going to force you. He's not going to be like Mohammed, you know, if you don't take up my offer, I'm going to slice off your head. In fact, he's begging you. He's imploring. He's saying, please, if you'll hear his, if any man, now maybe you're a wicked guy. Oh, maybe you've done things you shouldn't have done. Maybe you've done many things you shouldn't have done. Well, you're not included, right? Well, that's not so. I just told you a lie. I was just trying to get your attention. Because he says, if any man, well, they're high and low people. They're good and bad people. There's rich and poor. There's important people and not so important. There's poor people the way I was, and then there's rich. There's people who live on the other side of the railroad tracks and people who own the railroad tracks and the trains that go on them, and more than that. But if any man hears his voice and opens the door, I will come into him. Now, this is an invitation. This is a great offer. There's nobody as rich and as great and as wise as God. You have an opportunity then, don't you? We all have an opportunity. I mean, I can be put in that category, any man. Maybe I'm not the best looking. Maybe I'm not so wealthy. Maybe I'm not so smart. Maybe, I don't know anything, but he says any man. And he'll come in. And he'll sup with him. He'll have dinner with me. And he with me. You say, well, I'm not important enough for God to do that. Really? You're not important enough? Oh, friends, this is the church of the open door. He's asking you, open the door. That's all he wants you to do. Open the door. Let him come in. Maybe you haven't been invited to the White House. I've never been invited either. Maybe the big church down the street, maybe you're not good enough for that. Maybe the women there go with fur coats. I don't know what they go with nowadays. Probably just don't know. They look like old hags. Nowadays, people don't dress up for church. They don't respect it. But whatever is the case, maybe you don't want to go there. You don't want to be with those people. Listen, you can just be yourself and open the door. That's a great offer. Won't you take it today? Now, there's another part of the Bible that talks about the door. And I love this. In fact, if you visit our ministry, we've got it over the front door. When you walk in, here it is. There it is. Right on the wall. And when I began my ministry many years ago, I believe this was the verse that God gave me for my ministry. Now, there's many great verses, but this is another one. This is in the book of Revelation, by the way. Listen to this. Revelation 3, verses 8 and 9. Jesus says, I know thy works. Behold. There again, we have that behold. That's a powerful word. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Now, this is when you've come to know Jesus. And so you've already opened the door once for him. And now he's opening that door. He's there. I have set before thee. He's already set it for. It's already, he's opened it. You see, it's already been opened. He's gone into your heart. You have the kingdom of heaven inside you. I have set before thee an open door. And no man can shut it. Ah, yes. Nobody is going to beat God. I mean, I've studied boxing a lot. A lot of heavyweight boxing champions, but I'm sorry. They're just down and out if they take on God. And the smartest man in the world, too, and the presidents of the United States, and the kings and so forth. No man can shut it. He has opened the door to your heart, and nobody's going to shut it. There have been Christians tortured. I have a book by Brother Wormbrand called Tortured for Christ. I read it a couple of times. He was a Romanian pastor. The communists came and took his country and took him to prison. They said, I want you to renounce Jesus. He wouldn't do it. They tortured him. They tortured him. But that door stayed open. He wouldn't give up. He thought they were going to kill him, and they killed many Christians back then in that communist country of Romania. But that door stayed open for him. Jesus stayed in his heart, and later he came and he was a preacher out here in the United States. Now let me read it to you all the way through. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name. Have you ever felt down and out? Have you ever felt, well, things aren't going right. I've lost my job. I've lost this. I've maybe lost a loved one, or a loved one's sick, or maybe you're sick. Well, listen to these words. You see, Jesus has opened that door, and nobody's going to shut it. Don't. They may try, but they can't shut it. And he knows that you don't feel strong. You don't feel powerful. You're not rich. You're not, well, you have a little strength, though, don't you? Because that door's open, you see. You have a little strength. And he says, you have kept my word. That's important. All throughout my ministry, I've depended on one thing. I open the Bible and I believe every word of it, everything in it. And there's all kinds of preachers and pastors I've met who tried to tell me this wasn't true. You know, Mary wasn't a virgin, or Jesus never died on the cross for our sins. They're all crazy. They're insane. I believe 100% in the Bible. I've kept God's word. I've made some mistakes, but I've kept his word. I've had a little strength. I've had for my preaching, I've had the IRS come and audit me. I think 4 years in a row one time. I've had the FBI visit me on numerous occasions to see what kind of person I was. I always invited them in, come in, have a cup of coffee, and sit down with me. Somebody said, you know, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble preaching those things. Well, I never got in trouble. The door was open. I had a little strength, and I kept God's word, and I just kept on going. I never denied his name, he says, and has not denied my name. Now, America's getting big with Islam. There are all kinds of religions, and many are denying the name of Jesus, and they're mocking Jesus in movies, in commercials. They're mocking him. And I see people nominated for the federal courts. And they go before the Senate or the House Judiciary Committee. And the committee members say, I don't know if we can make you a judge because you believe in Christianity too much. That's what they're saying. Maybe we cannot trust you to be a judge because you'd use your Christian values. I mean, you don't believe in abortion. We don't know if we can make you a judge. Because we're abortionists. They think you're unfit. you're unfit. Because, well, I believe in traditional marriage. I believe in the marriage between a man and a woman. Oh, you're not fit for the federal courts then. Because it's fine for a man to marry a man, a woman to a woman, or a transgender to marry. Who knows what they'll have next week in their fashions. And you stay with that old Bible and that name, the one that most congressmen hate, the name of Jesus. You haven't denied it. And the Jews, unfortunately, are at the head of this campaign to destroy Christians. They are. I'm talking about the Jews that believe in their religion and they deny Jesus. Well, here's what God says, Revelation 3:9. He's already said it. He knows your works. He set before you an open door. No man can shut it. You have just a little strength, but that's enough. You've kept his word. You have not denied his name. And you know, that's enough for God. God is happy with you. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen to your enemies. Let me tell you what's going to happen to those congressmen that are telling these potential judges, you're not fit to be a judge. Let me tell you what's going to happen to them. It says there, verse 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, because they're not real Jews. They say our blood's Jew, but you're not a real Jew. You believe in Jesus. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. The Jews say, we have the real God. You have that Jesus, he's not the real God. Well, it says right here, they're the synagogue of Satan. They're liars. And behold, God is going to make them come and worship before thy feet. They're going to... and God will tell you to their face as they're bowing down to your feet, he will say, I love this man. This is my beloved. Aren't you glad if you've joined the Church of the Open Door? What do you have to do to join? Just accept Jesus. Just have a little strength. Don't deny his name. He knows your works. And God will love you. Now that's the greatest gift of all, the love of God. John in the Bible says, God is love. God is love. That's what he is. That's how you define God. God is love. My prayer, my friends, is that you have joined by simply inviting Jesus to open that door. That you have become, in effect, the Church of the Open Door.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.